Welcome to the Campfire Talks podcast, where we get to get together and hang out like a camp family. My name's Nick.
I'm Cecilia.
I'm Danae.
And I'm Tina.
And we just saw you guys. This is the most consistent upload we've had, so you're welcome. This is our New Year's special, right? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
Very cool. So we're going to kick it off. Cecilia has a little brain warm-up for you to get you really involved. You
guys, sis. Hope your brains are warm after this.
Nice and gooey.
Okay, guys. So tell me about a resolution you guys have made, but it never worked out. Like, you absolutely failed. Or one that you really want, but you know you couldn't do it.
Okay, so I'm about as boring as anyone because mine always have to do with working out. So I always think I am going to work out this year. I'm going to start. It's going to be, and I do. I start really well. I do it a few times a week. I get really excited. I get new clothes. I do videos. It's super cool. And then for some reason, it just never keeps going. Well, there's a lot of reasons. It's hard work.
But none of them are my fault.
I don't want to be sweaty.
I have to take a shower after I do it. There's a lot of reasons it doesn't work. Lack of discipline.
Nick, go ahead.
Oh, well. Let's see. I used to always have a resolution like to water our plants and grass and stuff like that. And I'm
don't
not very
up.
Good at it. Well, yeah.
You like the desert.
Well,
scene.
It's not giving up if you don't make the resolution. So that's a good life hack for you guys. No, but and then I usually have real ambitious Bible reading goals. Like when I was in Bible college, this guy told us that it's not that hard to read through the Bible four times in a year. He said it's only 16 chapters a day. If you read once in the morning, four chapters, and then he made it sound really easy. And so like we all like tried, and it's not easy at all. But yeah, so you know, realistic goals is something that I've kind of like adopted recently because, you know.
Don't set yourself
It's sad failing so many times. It really gets on you, so.
I resolve not to resolve.
Yeah.
I'm usually, like, really stubborn, so if I, like, resolve to do something, I, like, really want to do it. But that also makes me, like, cautious to be, like, don't make one. And, like, I know I'm not going to do. But one that I did fail, and I totally remember. So one year, I did the Bible in a year, and it was, I read the Old Testament, New Testament, and Psalms and Proverbs every day. And I did it, and I thought that was awesome. So the next year, I was like, I'm going to actually try again, but this time read it more like manuscript way. So like read it from just the beginning to the end. And I'll be honest, I got like stuck in like Leviticus or something. Because there was no of like the other like balanced out. And spiritually, I just felt like I'm not really growing. I'm getting stuck. And so I was like, okay, it's healthier and better for me to switch to something where I'm actually growing. But it was a resolution that I failed at. But maybe a tip to try to balance things out, too, when you're reading the Bible.
I always get stuck on that one because, like, I miss a day, and then I'm like, oh, it's okay. It's just one extra day to do tomorrow. And then it's, like, 27 days that I have to do tomorrow. yeah, I always fail. But mine is, I made this resolution, like, 4 years ago to stop saying really so much because I sounded so gullible. Like, all the time I say really when people were joking. And I've gotten better, but I still fail at it. Like, it needs to be a resolution this year because I still sound so dumb sometimes.
It's the most popular resolution I read on the list.
To stop saying really.
Nuh-uh.
Nick's trying to get me to say really.
Oh, my gosh.
I was close. But speaking of resolutions, that's not actually our topic today.
Gotcha.
Really? Dick's turning it off now.
Yeah, I'm tricking you guys. I thought for the new year, everybody kind of does a whole resolution theme. And it's all about newness and making something new with our lives. And we'll talk about that a little bit, but I kind of want to focus on how a lot of times the new in our lives isn't from our own decision. Like, I'd say most of the time the new in our lives is from somebody else's decision and how it affects us or how God wants to do something new. So it's not usually intentional. And it's really important in how we react to that. It really shapes our character and how we do the rest of life. And with God, even unintentional new things that are kind of scary turn out to be really, really good. And I think all of us at the table here have had some scary new this year, and God has walked us through and brought good from it. But God just totally can handle all the new. He knew about the new before you knew. Dang. That's a lot of news.
Wow. Needle
pointing.
Hello.
Like you're replacing really pointing,
with new. I'm going to do needle pointing.
Is needle pointing your resolution? But I have a couple of verses. One second, I'm on the right side. No, I totally went off the end here. Okay, so let's see. So how do you guys feel about change? Like, that's what we're going to talk about, change and newness. How do you feel about it?
That's kind of funny sitting here next to Danae because I always feel like Danae came into our family and she loves like adventure and she loves new things and she just embarks on them with just a passion. And maybe I'm wrong in how I perceive that, but so it's kind of funny sitting next to her because
I get bored.
She gets bored, yeah. And so growing up, I hated change. I mean, I cried over change. If things changed, there was like this deep sorrow in my heart that I only felt when it came to losing just the sameness of things. I lived in the same house like from 9 years old up till I got married at 24. So a few things here and there were different, but and my parents' divorce was a huge change. It was a big deal. But so change, I hated it. And then I realized everything changed. Nothing stays the same. So there was nothing that we could do to not have change. I realized I loved my kids at the ages that they were, but I couldn't stop them from growing. I realized that Anthony was going to get older. Not me, but he would. No, I'm just kidding. Nothing could stay the same. And then I concluded I better start embracing it because the only thing that was going to stay the same was the Lord. And the sameness of change was going to be true in my whole life. So I decided, gosh, maybe 20 years ago, I better start embracing it so it didn't hurt so much.
You know what is, I would have said the exact same thing. And I think that the idea of change is actually a lot worse than actually going through it. I think the first time that I noticed this was I was working at a job and I had to miss a lot of summer camp and all of winter camp. And I remember before that, I was like, oh my gosh, like I've never missed camp before. Like it's going to be crazy. But then actually like going through it, it's like, you know, we shouldn't hold anything so dearly that it like wrecks our world. But also, I mean, what we think are going to be life shattering, it oftentimes isn't. Oftentimes it's just a season. I remember when me and Danae got married, I thought, how are we going to divvy up the holidays? If I miss one, I'm just going to die. But even that, you find the good in the change. And now with so many things being shaken up, it's almost like you have to embrace it. You have to say, I'm just going to trust that whatever I'm going through, whatever change is happening, that God's going to work with it. And then I'll probably come to enjoy it eventually. Every old thing was a change at some point. And so once you learn to not hold on to the stuff that you can't hold on to, it really will do your sanity a lot of good. Because really, we don't have the power to control anything.
I honestly think it's like, this isn't very deep, but like for me with change, I do think I just kind of get bored of being in like doing the same thing over and over. And it's actually one of the things that I really loved about, one of the things I love about camp is like, there's always something different, something new, a new challenge, a new adventure. And I think walking with the Lord is like that too. Like he's not, maybe mm-hmm. some of us, like we stay in the same thing and do the same thing all the time or have the same routine. But I don't really see that a lot of times, like, when we're walking with God. Like, it's an adventure. Every day can be something different and something new, and I really like that. And he can, like, challenge us and call us to do just a various of different things. But, yeah, I think I get, like, an itch all the time to be – I wasn't – like, we didn't move much when I was a kid or anything, but I always wanted to. Like, I always wanted to, like, just do something different than what we always did. And so I think that might have been some of my dad in me, but I don't know. I get the itch all the time. Like I call it like my travel itch, especially with like little kids. I can't really travel that much, but I definitely have to like, I'm like, I'm ready to do something new, something different. But God knows. So.
Wow, that is super cool. I struggle with it. We've done the same vacation every single year of our whole lives. Like it's the same routine, same gas stations and everything. but God's been really teaching me lately. Like Nick was saying, like everything changes and you gotta you know, you're going to die 1,000 deaths if you hold on so tightly. Oh, wait, shoot, I forgot what I was going to say.
I was saying, you can make freaking out over change, like, your new tradition. Like,
I love that. Like that. No, but I'm chill now. I'm chill. Mom has something.
I found one of the things that I found helpful in my embracing of change, because it was so against my natural bent, was that when bad things happen, that's not going to stay the same forever either. Mm-hmm. And that really helped me say, wait, change can be good. Change is good if it means you're not in the bad for as long. Or if you're in a bad season, it's like, oh, thank God there is change constantly, because that means this won't last forever either. And so it really helped me to look at change as a good thing. Mm-hmm. And something that just meant I wouldn't be bored and God always had new things for me. But it also reminded me there's only one thing that never changes. Really only one. And that's the Lord. He can't be taken away. He won't walk away. And so he's there in season and out. So I think that's where God wants us.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually the verses I was, you guys pulled up, right? Mom, can you read Isaiah 43:16?
Yes. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters.
And Danae has 19-21.
Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise.
I just really like that because there's a lot of change going on in that verse, like, but God says to trust him, and he makes it good. Danae, go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go for it.
I think change also brings with it a lot of growth, which is really cool. So it can even be just like when Nick was talking about getting married. Obviously, like, that could be tough. That was like the first kid of Tony and Tina's to get married. That brought change into the family. But it actually multiplied the family. It not only added me, but now it's added Addie and Faye. And the same with Cecilia. And that's going to be a big change for our family. But it brings in Brayden. And how cool is that? And so that's like an actual physical representation of growth. Like, we're growing people over here. But also, like, it
you
grows.
You literally are literally growing people.
But it actually, like, grows us, you know, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, like we've been sharing.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, this whole, like, Brayden thing, like, being with someone who's in the military has been really a lot of differences and a lot of change and uncertainty. And it's totally taught me just to, like, accept things. Like, just don't sweat it, because it's going to be so hard if I fight everything, because there's nothing I can do about it. So if there's nothing I can do about it, it's how God had it to be, or, like, then it's going to work out. So, like, I'm not going to put energy in that is unnecessary, you know? And God always totally works it out. When I trust him, I've noticed life has been so much easier when I start, like, seeing something that could be, like, problematic, quote unquote, and, like, just letting it go. And God's made it so good, and I've been such, like, so much less stressed and stuff, because God has proven himself again and again and again that even through the hard things, both he carries it and he makes it good when I trust it for in his hands. Mom, I feel like you have something to say.
Do you have another question?
Well, I do, but Mom, the mom has, when we do these podcasts, Mom's face is always thinking. Like, it just looks like she is such a thinker. And she has a lot going on, too, especially with this topic going on, because if you guys have been following along with camp the past few months, we had a really, really big change. Our most beloved Nana passed away and finished her job here. But that is probably been the hardest year of our lives here, and for camp and for mom. And so she has just been reading book after book after book about grief and how to deal with this change, and how to have her heart right and how to grow from this. And I'm just going to give a shout out to mom here. She has been so amazing. To be 4 months, is it 4 months, Mom?
4 months yesterday.
4 months yesterday, 4 months out. And she can still have joy and dance and laugh and teach about what she's learned. She hasn't just learned all this for herself, but she's helped others to work through their grief. If you need help on grief, come to my mother. She's a professional.
No, I feel like I got a book called Experiencing Grief, and I laughed when I got in the mail. I'm like, I don't need to learn how to do that. I'm experiencing it right now.
Luckily, it wasn't
right.
A how-to.
I think if you were to put it down into something simple, I'm experiencing the biggest change of my life, because my mom was 51 years with me. So that meant I'd not known one day without her. So I think there's a lot of small changes you go through, a lot of big changes. For me, this has been the biggest because she was the one person who had been there the closest forever. And so to think of life without her is incomprehensible. However, even in our deepest fears, because I remember being in college and driving home from college and thinking of losing my mom, and I could cry randomly just with the thought of losing her. And in my whole life thinking I cannot bear ever the thought of losing my mom, and I'd have nightmares of losing my mom. It was just such a, she was the closest thing I had, and thought I could never withstand that sort of pain. Well, 4 months later, you realize you can. It's the most depth of pain I've ever experienced, and yet I stand, and yet I can laugh, and I can sing, and I can dance, and I can enjoy beautiful things. 4 months ago when it happened, I probably was in such a fog of shock and grief that those things couldn't penetrate. The joy, the singing and all that couldn't penetrate. But as time goes by and God keeps on ministering to me, I do find he didn't change. God never changed. He was always the same. I'll just read this one verse that I do read a lot of books right now. But this one's really cool. It's a devotional on grief, and it says, after you suffer for a short time, God, who gives all grace, will make everything right. He will make you strong and support you and keep you from falling. He called you to share in his glory in Christ, a glory that will continue forever. 1 Peter 5:10. And I found myself, when my mom was dying, telling her, in a little while, because in Scripture it says, Jesus says, in a little while you'll be with me again. And I realized heaven is the only place that what we love cannot be taken from us.
Hold on a second.
Sorry, having feel totally overwhelmed and insecure and don't know what how to handle this new life.
Isn't going to be this way forever mm-hmm. either. I'm not going to hurt this much in 5 years. You know, the memories will become less bitter and more sweet. So I know that I've dealt with stuff like that before. And so change is good if you look at it that way, because God goes with you. So.
Yeah. And that was actually the question that I had, was how have you seen God carry you in 2021 and make it good? I think mom has answered that really well.
But it is reading and praying and putting mm-hmm. really good people around you. I've been super blessed with an amazing family. But if you don't have that family, those listening, find that family in the mm-hmm. body of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, find that family in people who love Jesus, because they're going to help you get through it. And they're going to walk with you through the tears, and they're going to encourage you. So that's my suggestion. Get a really good group around you who tell you about Jesus. Yeah, that's what I was saying, the body of Christ, like, You find that within a church home, within youth groups, within mm-hmm. young adult groups, with whatever. But people always wonder, like, why can't I get through something? Surround yourself with some godly people to help you who are willing to walk it with you.
And even that is a change that the Lord can help you with. I've talked about it in this podcast, like, ask God to help you into a new church and to make friends and everything.
That's a great
and
resolution.
That's a big change, and that's a new thing that is super good. And it's kind of hard at the beginning, especially if you're going in alone. But God makes it so good and walks you through that. I think I'm going to move on from that. Okay. So that's kind of about the unintentional change. And mom did a really good job of talking about how to walk through that with the Lord, and how, he will carry you through, and there is a through. There will be good days in dancing again. But I'm sure most of you are making resolutions this New Year's, unless you're one of those people who are anti-resolutions. I don't get it. That's not fun at all. Sometimes I just make them up just to make them up because it's a fun time. Go ahead, Nick.
I kind of thought of something new this year. And I started doing a couple of mine like the day after Christmas. Nice. Because I figure it gives you like a running start. Because sometimes
I had that same thought this year. Yeah. I thought I'm going to go back to reading the Bible in a year because I've done it 5 or 6 times, but I took a break.
Yeah.
And then I thought, but if I start early, it gives me some leeway.
No, and because sometimes if we don't nail it on January 1st, which by the way is a terrible day to nail it because we all, right. You know, stay up late and party responsibly. Right. But yeah, exactly. But so then, like, you know, it's just not a great way to start your goal. And sometimes, if you're like me, like, I'm pretty all or nothing. Like, if I don't nail it, it's hard to keep going. So that's a little tip for you. I don't even know. It was unsolicited. You guys didn't ask, but you're getting it.
No, that was super good. I was gonna ask you guys if you had any growth goals or resolutions this year.
Well, that was one. Start early.
That was really good.
And don't be discouraged if you fail on January 1st. Because that's a tough day to start.
That was my part B to the question, actually, or what are your guys' tips and tricks to keeping it?
So I just realized I'm sitting here. We've been, like, super busy, and also I'm sitting here, I haven't, like, made my goals lately. And usually, like, for the girls or for me, like, I have these little, like, I make these actual little things on, it's called Canva, but you can use whatever sort of Word document or something. And I actually like to make them cute, like this little thing that has, like, goals for each of us and write them down, and then I post them up on in our kitchen of like Danae's goals, Addie's goals. Faye's goals was just to like eat food and poop and pee. So she said she succeeded very well this fall.
Those are my goals.
Yeah, I know, right? And so just to have like those, and I like the visual representation of like thinking it through, typing it in, and printing it out. So I need to get working on some goals here. And so whether I get that done by January 1st or just towards the beginning, and kind of doing them like seasons. So that's kind of what I've been trying to do. So I had our fall goals, and so now I'll do kind of like our wintery spring goals.
I would say a tip would be to ask God first what the goals should be, because I think we come up with all sorts of plans. Man makes his plans, right? But God really establishes them. And so I think a lot of times I'll make some great goals and then realize, why did I fail? Well, they may not have been the goals God wanted for me, and there were other things that I should have been focusing my time on. And sometimes I have so many goals and realize, well, that wasn't from the Lord. What he calls me to, he will equip me for. And so I would say, ask God first. And that's really kind of where I am, is like, I have so many things I want to start in January, because my normal restart of the year is in the fall when camps end. My mom passed away, and I think I've been just, my goal was to heal enough to face life again. And so now I feel like, okay, it's time to face life come January. But I want to ask God what that looks like before I make all these goals that aren't really his plan for me. Because as I found out this year, things really change so quickly. I want to make sure I'm where he wants me to be.
Just to jump on with that, like when you're asking God to, you could ask him to show you maybe an area that you are weak in.
Mm-hmm.
And so an area of growth, like, so you can have physical goals, right? I'm going to work out every week, or I'm going to like add these different responsibilities or whatever. But I think also it's really cool to look at like, where am I like weak in, like in my character or spiritually, and like, how do I help fill that? So God help, maybe I'm like impatient. So Lord, may this goal be like to help with patience this year, something like that. Kind of cool.
I would also say really quick, make sure like you kind of build into goals. So if you have like, a time, like, it's actually really good to set a time. So you see like 8 weeks, I'm going to read consistently, but
'cause the whole year's a little
overwhelming. Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, really you set it into blocks, like no matter what it is, I'm thinking, well, for like physical
moderation
stuff,
yeah,
for like workout goals, like you always set them in like time frames. Like you wouldn't do like a whole year.
So, Nick, you don't think I should make my goal to be the next Miss Olympia?
You're my mom, so I believe you can do it.
Well, he's saying you can't make it in 8 weeks, but maybe 16.
Okay, that's good. That's
I love it. Yeah. If you're sitting next to Sasaki, who would say, no, you should make the goal to be the next Mariah
Carey. Okay, I am convinced that anyone can sing like Mariah Carey. It's just a good enough impression.
Basically... The whole point of what I was saying is, like, let's say Bible readings, we like to use that, right? I would say you start with maybe like one chapter, okay? But you don't stay there. The next week you go a chapter and a half. And this, I apply this to, working out. Like, let's say you want to just walk 30 minutes a day. You just add 2 minutes the next week. It doesn't seem significant, but if you can consistently hit those goals and go up, by the end of it, you'll be doing what you didn't think you could. And so when it comes to praying or reading scripture or going to church, if you think, all right, if I can make 2 church services this month, that's not that hard, right? But then you strive for better. You don't stay there. And but that way, you feel like you're really improving. And it's steady. It's not just a manic up and down. Like, I think that we as humans are kind of prone to doing that. We can go to 2 extremes. So I would encourage you, start slow, but grow.
Mm-hmm. And as you guys, if you've come to camp, you've learned really well that you are a new creation and that the old things have passed away. So if you feel like your old self, that you're stuck in some sort of reputation or something, or that an internal sort of personality thing cannot be changed, you're a new creation in Christ and all those old things are passed away. And you can do it. If you want to be like a kind person and that's your personal growth, which is awesome. Amen. Definitely do that. You don't have to not do that because you have this reputation of being super biting and sarcastic or anything. Like, you can still be funny, but like, don't let your old personality stop you from this good growth in Christ. So actually, Danae touched on it earlier about your personal growth and how it's super important. And I have some friends, I was just in the car with some people and I just like to like ask questions that are deep, like, oh, what's gonna be like your growth thing? Because and they were like, oh, what do you mean? Like, I should have said that's my phone. They're like, oh, what do you mean? Like, oh, nothing. And it just blew my mind that like there was no desire at all to be better in any way, like in any sort of like internally as a person. There was like no need at all to be better, when like as Christians and as humans, we should be striving to be better all the time, because we're not born perfect. We kind of stink sometimes. So
literally
and physically. And so Ephesians 5:15 says, pay careful attention then to how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of your time. And that's, I thought that verse was just perfect for a new year. Maybe like if you do like the new year, new me sort of thing, like make the most of your time, be wise. And God totally helps you to do that. God is a friend. Like, he's not some like mythical, like, you know, fog around. Like, you can talk to God. He has a personality and he wants to help you. He can totally be your accountability partner, but you should have one of those also. But we just want to encourage you to grow, like, internally, not just externally, not to, like, build some juicy muscles or
you can do that.
Or to, like, watch all the Lord of the Rings. I don't know.
Not read them, but watch them.
I want to watch more TV.
Let's start in slow.
Reading
is...
You know, if you
want to
have a goal that you'll really accomplish...
Binge Avatar, faster than last time.
I want to eat more cookies than I've ever eaten before.
You will be a successful person.
Guys, I'm not joking, because I want to watch all the Mission Impossibles, and I've never seen one of them.
Aim higher. I would tell this to Nick all the time when he was growing up. Nick, aim higher.
You know, if you do that one, make sure you have a heart.
Hey, ask and the Holy Spirit will give you the power to watch all the Mission Impossible movies.
Actually, I really liked today's example, though, about, like, If you're one of those people that you're like, I'm good, I have nothing to grow, then you have some, like, no. That's not
problem. True. If that's your answer, yeah, check yourself.
Like, I don't think you
know. Or ask somebody and they'll have something for you.
Ask my mom. Call us. My mom has, like, a business of giving out resolutions. She'll, like, pick one out for you.
You ask me where you should go, I'll be right there for you.
I think
that's,
like, such a mom thing. It is. I think you're trained forever to be like, where do you need to grow? Like, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I think about as much as I need to grow, as much as I think about how Addie needs to grow.
You spend your whole life thinking, well, this year Cecilia needs this. And then they grow up and suddenly they don't want you to tell them. But it would change the rules. Yeah. So if you need help, let me know.
Yeah, so, and if you find out your weaknesses before someone else does, it's way better.
It's
just way better. It's not as embarrassing.
Far less humiliating.
Yes. Anyways, that's kind of what I've got for today. Hopefully to just...
That was great.
Oh, 10 you. Out of 10.
Good job, guys.
My 2022, find us serving Jesus. You know, if there's one thing I don't want to change, I want it to be that we still love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and that He is still our, you know, the one that we seek in all things, and just be closer and closer to that. So some things, may they remain the same.
Yes, amen.
All right. Well, can't wait to see you guys at winter camp or Jesus training or wherever we see you. And until then. Bye.
Oh, okay.